In Sarasota yesterday, Police Chief Peter Abbott publicly apologized for a series of events that began after the city attempted to buy off a Latino man after a video at the county jail surfaced that showed he had been kicked by a Sarasota policeman.
I know the community, the commission, the city manager, the offices of my staff, everyone at Sarasota Police Department expects me to perform at the highest level. And I'm disappointed in myself for the poor decision I made Saturday morning, which led to further undesirable outcomes. I learned important lessons from this and deserved all the lumps I got from the media. I apologize to the community, the offices and staff of the department, and any others that I have disappointed, and I ask that the Sarasota community for their forgiveness, understanding, support, and prayers.
The incident happened to Juan Perez, who was taken to the Sarasota County Jail after he was arrested on a charge of disorderly intoxication on Friday, June 26. Perez speaks very little English. A video depicted Sarasota police officer Chris Childers kicking him when he appeared that he was not following Childers' orders. The video ends with Childers keeping his foot on Perez as Perez is on the ground. Later that day, Lieutenant Ken Rainey watched the video of the act of violence against Perez, but he did not inform his superiors at the department for 11 days. Rainey says he was waiting for a copy of the video, but the Sarasota Herald Tribune reports that Rainey reported the act 4 days after they requested a copy of the video. When asked at a news conference on Monday if Rainey had been punished, Sarasota Police Captain Lucius Bonner said the 22-year veteran was simply given a written reprimand.
Now, some might think that that's a slap on the hand, but a written reprimand in this organization, when giving it to a lieutenant, that's a pretty big deal.
The police department then began their investigation on July 10th after learning of the video. Chief Abbott then contacted a risk management official with the city, as well as a sergeant with internal affairs who was looking into the Perez arrest. That sergeant, Ken Castro, also speaks Spanish. Chief Abbott asked him to negotiate a deal in which Juan Perez would be paid $400 if he waived his right to sue the city. At a separate news conference on Monday, City Attorney Robert Bartolotta said a number of mistakes had been made, beginning with the failure to begin an investigation immediately.
There was an absence of properly documented events. When an event occurs as it did in the Sally Park, it should have been well documented. It was not. Failure to involve outside investigators early in the process. That was a mistake. Fourth, the involvement of the police department in any risk management activities. They should not have been involved in any risk management activities, whether it's a waiver, whether it's payment. They should not have been involved in any way, shape, or form. Fifth, the risk manager should have notified his supervisor, the city attorney, and the city manager prior to any types of waivers or settlements. That was not done. Sixth, the investigator's references to charges against the victim, involvement in personal activities, and interaction with the victim's attorney. That was not handled correctly. And all of those issues will be dealt with subsequently.